Welcome back. 538, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Well, let's see here. Dave Boyer is in the Windy City, although the only thing I saw out there was hot air. I don't know if it was wind or not, but let's check in. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
All right. NATO leaders approve Afghan handover plan. Was that the big accomplishment out there today?
Yeah, and it's really not a huge surprise. I mean, they're essentially ratifying an agreement that they came up with 2 years ago in Lisbon, Portugal, at this same meeting of the same group. So they did go ahead and, you know, agree to kind of seal the deal on a timetable for withdrawing NATO forces from Afghanistan. Right now, there's still about 130,000 troops in that country provided by the 28 member nations of NATO and some other nations. So that it is just more like one step in the process of winding down this war, basically.
Yeah, and the French president, if I understand correctly, didn't show for that part of the discussion or the speech on that, at least.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think he's getting off to a real good start with President Obama. He's only been in office a little more than a week, and he made it clear in his campaign that he wanted to withdraw French troops from Afghanistan this year, not to wait for any kind of NATO timetable, which calls for a gradual withdrawal next year. This new president from France, François Hollande, was supposed to be attending a meeting with President Obama and other NATO leaders on Afghanistan this morning, and he waited until after President Obama had finished his remarks until he kind of wandered in and took his chair. And there's some debate about whether he's perpetually late for these kind of things or if it was a deliberate affront to President Obama.
Yeah. I read a couple stories earlier this afternoon that said this guy has sort of been the darling, though, at the G8 and at the NATO summit. People are really taken to him.
Well, he seems to be getting along very well with people like Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel and others, and he seems like he's a funny personality. Maybe he just doesn't have the weight of the burden of the job fully on his shoulders yet. I don't know.
Yeah. Dealing with Afghanistan, did they talk about holding back the Taliban and what would happen if they didn't?
Yes, they've talked a lot about it, and the fact is nobody really knows what the process for re-engagement would be if, you know, by the end of 2014, all NATO combat forces are out of Afghanistan and Afghanistan, troops are, you know, fully in control of the combat role, and then if the Taliban suddenly has a resurgence and, you know, they start gaining footholds here and there throughout the country, then what does NATO do? Do we, you know, suddenly, you know, recommit to sending more forces back in? I kind of doubt that, and they don't want to put anything on paper like that. But that's a huge open-ended question there.
Yeah. Did they talk about cost? Because the U.S. has been paying the bill, and I know that earlier in the weekend I saw that Hamid Karzai actually came out and thanked the American taxpayer.
Yeah, he made it a point to thank the taxpayers. I didn't hear him say much more about American troops, but he said, you know, thanks to the U.S. taxpayers for their efforts in rebuilding. Yeah, not that that's, inappropriate, but the cost has been a subject of the kind of swirling around this summit. When we went into it 3 days ago, the Obama administration people were saying, well, we were trying to get, you know, more of the NATO member countries to pony up what's expected to be about a $4 billion annual cost for supporting Afghanistan's troops even after NATO forces pull out. And obviously, European leaders who are dealing with their own budget crises and trying to cut their own defense budgets are not real eager to kick in more money to the United States, or with the United States, rather, to help Afghanistan prop up its armies. And so that has been overshadowing this conference. And today, both President Obama and the Secretary General of NATO said, well, we never went into this conference looking for contributions. This stuff's not what this conference was about. I think they're being a little too clever. So nothing was really resolved on that front.
Yeah. All right. Now, the press conference that was held within the last hour, I didn't, obviously I've been on the air, so I really haven't been able to ascertain exactly what happened there. Yeah, can you give me a quick summary as to what the president said?
Sure. He hit a lot of topics. Interestingly, somebody asked him about Cory Booker's remarks over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The mayor of Newark, who's a Democrat and a supporter of the president's campaign, said he was nauseated by the Obama campaign's attacks against Mitt Romney's record as a venture capitalist with Bain Capital. And, you know, he said that, you know, the Obama campaign should cease and desist in these nasty ads against Mitt Romney. And that was quite a bit off of the campaign script for the Democrats. And so somebody today, a reporter, asked the president, you know, do you agree personally with these attacks that have been thrown up against Mitt Romney by your campaign, and do you think Mitt Romney is personally responsible for what happened at Bain Capital, and, you know, when companies laid off workers and restructuring? And basically the president said, this is what this campaign is going to be about. And he said venture capital, private equity firms are their priority is to maximize profits, and that's not always going to be good for communities or businesses. When you're president, your job is not simply to maximize profits. You have to think about the little guy. You have to think about the people who've been laid off. And so he really, you know, was picking up on this theme of going after Mitt Romney's record.
Yeah, and the RNC would say, well, okay, you're talking about the little guy. What about the little guy that's got money in a 401k that may be investing in something like a Bain Capital? You know, they're going to reap the long-term benefit of those profits. So
yeah, part of the president's you know, presumed argument here is that only extremely or extraordinarily wealthy people benefit from the kinds of thing that venture private equity firms do, and that's just not true. There's a lot of investors out there.
Yeah. All right. On the outside of the venue there, have you been privy to anything that's been going on out there?
Is there an outside of the venue? I didn't know.
Okay.
Actually, I did go down to Daley Plaza, which is right next to City Hall in downtown Chicago, on Saturday to see some, you know, Occupy protesters. That particular rally was kind of lame, but there has been a lot of, particularly on Sunday and today, there has been a lot of unrest, you know, in the streets, and some of the groups who had permits to protest in Chicago yesterday tried to march towards the site of the convention and the summit, and the police, you know, were out in force. They have, I think, 30,000 cops on the streets this week in Chicago, and they brought in police from Philadelphia, and, you know, they had their riot shields up, and they were pushing some of these, you know, admittedly a small, rather relatively small group of protesters, trying to push them away from their headed direction, and, you know, rocks and bottles were being thrown, and some of the protesters got bloody. There were at least 50 arrests yesterday. I think there were more today, and it has not been a, you know, completely clean event here, but, you know, I don't think it was the huge amount of protesters that the organizers were fearing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you get to come home now, huh?
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your trip and your stay tonight in the Windy City. Hopefully you'll get out and take in some of the sights.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 546, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.